Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Joining me right now, Luis Valdez, Gun Owners of America. Luis, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, and quite happy that we're not, like the rest of the country, buried under 6 feet of snow.
That's right. Unless somebody's going to give me a ski trip, I'm not interested in any of that. And happy I don't have to deal with it. But, hey, look, we've got a vote coming up, I believe, right, that would restore the rights for young adults. And just real quick, I want to throw this in. I saw a headline somewhere said something about allowing teenagers to buy guns. I knew that was specifically done, you know what I mean, to disparage this whole idea. But share with us what the latest is.
Well, the latest is very simple. HB 133, the bill to repeal the under 21 purchase ban and restore it to what it was previously prior to Parkland, which is also in concurrent with federal law that 18-year-olds and up could purchase long guns. That's all this bill does. That's all it is. It doesn't change anything else. You know, this bill has gone through both of its committees. It passed. It's now going to the floor of the state house, where it will have to be voted on in the floor. And from there, it goes to the Senate. And this is the fourth year in a row now that this bill has been introduced, has gone through this minutia, this dog and pony show, where Republicans in the Senate have refused to bring it up for a vote.
Yeah, we call them squishy Republicans. I mean, what can we do to get the word out? I mean, you know, if it doesn't get brought up at all, that they can all hide under that cover, right?
Very much so. You know, it's an election year, so not having a recorded vote for them, especially if they have anti-gun rumblings, it's their way of saying, hey, I'm still pro-gun. I don't have a bad vote record. Mm. Yeah, of course you don't have a bad vote record because it was never brought up to vote in the begin with. You guys let it die on the vine.
Yeah, so it's like head of committees and stuff like that. The Senate president has anything to do with that?
The Senate president very much has something to do with that. And the back chatter that we've heard is he might allow the under 21 bill to advance if the trade-off is he gets to go after open carry in Florida.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's not a Second Amendment guy at all. Who's the Senate president again?
Ben Albritton.
Yeah.
And if you go to his campaign website, he literally says he's a Second Amendment guy.
Of course. Of course. You're running as Republican. I'm a good conservative Republican, and not so much. A little bit of a snake there, too. All right, so we appreciate you bringing that up. Last time we spoke, I believe, there was talk about, it was a national police organization that wrote a letter. They were against national reciprocity for concealed permit holders so that, you know, they'd be the same in all 50 states and be recognized in all the states. Where are we at in that process?
Well, we delivered a letter to Speaker Mike Johnson in Congress pointing out exactly why the Fraternal Order of Police is hypocritical in their stance against national reciprocity. And one of the things we pointed out very simply was the fact that, hey, look, one, the FOP is pushing for cops-only national reciprocity through the Law Enforcement Officer Safety Act. They just don't want everyday citizens to do it. But on top of that, we also pointed out the fact that, hey, sometimes a cop's backup ain't a marked unit. It's not another officer. It's John Q. Public who's stepping up to the plate with their own privately owned firearm and saving lives. And we pointed out examples all across the country, Florida, Washington State, Indiana, you name it. You know, we pointed it out. So we are putting the pressure on Congress. We are putting the pressure on the White House. And we're putting pressure on the Senate to make sure that this can happen.
Where else, what's our next or biggest kind of legal challenge, if you will, coming our way that has to do with the Second Amendments?
Well, there's a number of legal challenges already in the U.S. Supreme Court. You have the vampire rule in certain states like California and Hawaii and New York that were trying to ban concealed carry in privately owned businesses. You have that. As you're well aware, our Attorney General James Uttmeyer has pressed for the U.S. Supreme Court to hear the under 21 purchase ban case. And this current Florida AG is stepping up to the plate defending the Second Amendment. He flat out said, look, the law is unconstitutional. I will not defend it in court. This is specifically why SCOTUS needs to hear it and strike it down. So at least the AG is stepping up to the plate and saying, hey, this is wrong. Adults 18 and up should be able to own and purchase firearms, while some of our Republican lawmakers in the legislature are refusing to vote and repeal this bill. And one of the Republicans that did it yesterday was Representative Hillary Cassell, a Republican now. She voted against the bill, even though less than a year ago she was a Democrat. She changed team jerseys. And guess what? The Republican Party of Florida welcomed her with open arms, even though we specifically pointed out she's one of the most anti-gun Democratic lawmakers in the state house, but they still welcomed her.
Wow. Wow. All right. Well, infiltration. We have to all do our homework. We're going to keep you busy when, you know, primaries and stuff come up, and you can help us to figure out who the good guys and the bad guys are, and so that we can vote appropriately.
Yep. You know, the biggest thing that we pointed out yesterday was, especially now for the fact that adults 18 up could openly carry firearms, it's hypocritical that they can't purchase firearms. It's also hypocritical that you could be a cop at 19 and be an armed agent of the state, but you can't private purchase a firearm if you're John Q. Public. And the most revolting thing was Representative Gottlieb said, oh, well, you guys only care about the Second Amendment. You don't care about the First, the Fourth, and the Fifth. And I wish we would have been able to comment after that, but we weren't because our testimony time was already cut. But look, we have a federal lawsuit where literally some of the largest, you know, typical leftist papers are siding with us over the First Amendment. You know, the Associated Press, the New York Times, they're siding with GOA over First Amendment issues. And very much so, we're in favor of the Fourth and Fifth Amendment because, you know, we're against red flag laws, which that violates Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights.
Well, yeah, those people, that's if they can have the final word like that, they leave it hanging and you don't get a chance to defend yourself. That doesn't surprise me at all. All right. Well, listen, Lewis, we always like the information you share with us. Sometimes it makes us angry, but that's all right, because that hopefully will lead to positive action. And we appreciate it. And hopefully we'll talk to you again before the Christmas holiday.
Definitely, and hopefully we keep getting that nice winter weather where it's cold enough to wear a sweater, but not cold enough to freeze to death.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, take care, my friend. Always a pleasure. Lewis Valdez, Gun Owners of America, and H. Bill 133 working its way through the Florida House would restore the rights of 18 to 21-year-olds to be able to purchase long guns exactly the way the law was previous to the Parkland laws at that, right, where they made that change. And the number one reason given, the only reason given,
get your air quotes ready here.
Yeah, here's your air quotes. Yes. Is we had to do something. It didn't matter whether it would impact future, you know, mass shootings or problems like that, or whether statistically you could prove that it would help or anything. Mm-hmm. No. we quote unquote had to do something.
It was an emotional issue. We understand that. We get that. But, you know, if it comes down to making decisions based on emotion, you shouldn't be voting on things then. You're supposed to be representing. So
legislation should never be, and nothing, no document should be signed or passed or anything else when one is in a highly emotional state.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what you want to avoid. So right. There should never be a case where emotion pushes it, although there is. This is an example of that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.